Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We're joined by Dr. Andy Woods here with a Middle East update. Take some of your calls. If you go to WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com later in the day, over the weekend, no hurry. But if you guys are interested and you go there, I did an interview last night. I think I told you guys about the fact that I met a gentleman last Saturday when I went to one of my favorite Mid-South cafes for the great Southern food I like. You know, of course, they got great breakfast food, but they have, you know, pot roast and black guide peas and purple whole peas and butter beans and cream corn and all the stuff I love, tomatoes. So I love going by there and eating. And went there Saturday, and I think I told you it was a gentleman sitting next to us in the booth next to us who had a real thick accent from somewhere. I didn't know where. And he was with a couple that was obviously from the area. And when the food arrived, he prayed, and he prayed a beautiful prayer in Jesus' name. And when he got done praying, we're sitting so close to the tables. It was a really small little cafe. He said, amen. I said, amen. That was a great prayer. I said, where are you from? And he said, Ukraine. We got to talking, told the story last week. He came into our studio yesterday, and I pre-recorded an interview with him yesterday afternoon, played it last night. You'll find it at WVWTV.com. Brannon interviews Roman. That's his name, Roman, from Ukraine on what his family and Baptist church are facing and how they're using the hardship to bring the gospel to Ukrainians. Now, I started out talking at the very beginning of the interview, and I made it very clear several times about I'm not a big fan of the Ukrainian government. I think there's a lot of corruption in the Ukrainian government. But I also think Putin is a monster. I think Putin is demonic. I think Putin is under the control of Satan. That's my theological opinion. And I think it's all setting up for end times. But I made it very clear I'm not a big fan of the Ukrainian government. So the interview with a Ukrainian was not to be seen as any kind of endorsement of the Ukrainian government. And I made it very clear my concern is, and my heart is with the Ukrainian people, particularly the Ukrainian Christians, the Ukrainian Jews, that are suffering. And I specifically said I wanted him to be interviewed of you level, from the street level, a man on the street. He's an IT guy. He actually works for a company based in America, but he lives in Ukraine. And he has a Baptist church he attends. He does some of the teaching at that Baptist church, I found out after we got off the air. And through the interview, we mixed in some pictures of his family. He has a wife and two daughters. We mixed in pictures of his pastor had sent to him yesterday of bombed out houses from the attacks by Russia. He sent pictures of people, his pastor sent video of people standing in line to get food. These were people that were I think it was in a church, actually. They had lights on only because a generator was running. So the lights in the video are on only because a generator is running everything. And people are standing there with coats on and in line, all ages, waiting to get a meal. He told me off the air, too, that it takes about $3,000 to fill a van full of food and take it to wherever it is they're going to go to feed people. Many of these, on many occasions, they're feeding both Christians and non-Christians. They're feeding people that they know of that are connected to other churches. They also have, I asked him on air about giving out, you know, gospel tracts or whatever. He said, we like to give out little Bibles, what we call like military-sized Bibles that maybe a soldier would carry. And I even offered on the air to see if there's a way that if they need it, to assist in paying for some of those Bibles and getting them printed there in Ukraine, because that way you get it cheaper. It's on the ground. They can pick them up. And it provides jobs for those Ukrainian people. And I said, you know, I said right on the air, and I talked to him off the air about it, that we would like to look into if they need help, if they need assistance in paying for some of those Bibles to be printed in the Ukrainian language, so that when his Baptist church, he and his pastor and the other men in that church and the ladies in that church go out to bring food to people, they give them Bibles. If you watch the interview, you will see a guy who is not being political at all. He says, I'm not speaking on behalf of the government. Now, of course, he's in Ukraine, so he obviously has some national pride, and he does mention the fact that he likes to believe that the Ukrainian government is doing all they can to stand against Russia. They don't want to give up their land. And he says, what is it that Russia wants? I mean, they got all the land they need. Look at how big Russia is. They got all the people they need. What are they wanting? But I'll tell you, during that interview, there were people coming on the feedback section making horrendous comments that shows me that either we got two problems. We either have bots, you know, or people who are Russian propagandists coming on the page, and they were criticizing this man, and they were saying that he was ignorant, and they were attacking him personally, like he didn't know what he was talking about. Oh, yeah. Let's assume, first of all, it either is Russian bots, or B, we really have Americans that are that stupid, that foolish, that ignorant, and that cold-hearted. We actually have Americans that claim to be conservatives, some of them maybe claim to be Christians, that are that cold-hearted and that deceived or that brainwashed by the Russian propaganda, that they will come onto a site where you're interviewing a Christian man who openly gave the gospel and talked about how right now, Brandon, if you were to come to Russia, you would attract, I mean, to Ukraine, you would attract a crowd. If you came there, in fact, he even invited me off the air, come to Ukraine. You could preach the gospel. You come there and you will get a crowd because everyone realized they could die tomorrow. They could die next hour. People are willing to listen to spiritual things. And he talked about that this is causing many people to think about eternity. And he said, I hope people will think about what Christ did on the cross. And he explained the gospel on the air yesterday. And yet people were attacking him last night in the comment section that he was uneducated, that he was believing the Russian propaganda. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, well, let's assume for the sake of argument, we're talking about someone that lives in, let's say, Kansas, Nebraska. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know so much. You know so much to sit there and criticize this guy as though he knows nothing. Have you ever been to Ukraine? I've not been to Ukraine. I've never been to Ukraine. But I know I'm not about to sit here and tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, no, he knows nothing. He's only living in a town that's being bombed and shelled. He says, when I get home, I don't know if I'll have heat or electricity or power in my apartment. But I don't care. I'm eager to get back home to my wife and two daughters. He said, I talked to my wife today. We at least still have a door and windows in our apartment. We at least still have a door and windows. They haven't been blown out. And yet there are people saying, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. No, no, he doesn't, folks. You're right. He's only experienced it firsthand. He has no clue what he's talking about. Really? This is tongue-in-cheek. And obviously, I'm not lecturing this audience. I'm lecturing either, and I pray that some of these are bots, but I don't think they are, because Annie Cyrus, who's an associate producer with us, knows who some of these people are who've been commenting in this comment section for months and months. So I don't think they're bots. You know what I think they are? They are brainwashed Americans. I called Trevor. It bothered me so much last night. I called Trevor Loudon this morning. I told him. He said, yeah, welcome to the club. He said, I recently did a program on the truth about Putin with Epoch Times. The truth about Putin. I got some of the most horrible hate mail I've ever received in my entire career from Americans defending Putin. He said, the reason this has happened is because the propaganda by Putin and Russia is working. And let me tell you something. I understand there are some so-called conservative, pro-family writers, authors in America, and I won't name any of them at this time, that have been, quote, wined and dined, if you will, by some of these Russians that come to America. I know of Trevor told me of a conservative public policy organization that I've actually attended one of their meetings years ago in the early 2000s. He named a guy that went there and spoke to them. I don't know if it's money, if they're being given money, or if they're being brought over to Russia and they're rolled out the red carpet or what. But he said, I can tell you there are people that have had contact with Russians from Russia who are here to deceive American conservative groups, conservative pro-family groups, that Putin is a Christian, that Putin is a defender of Christian values, that Putin is America's friend. And now Putin has come out in the last week again condemning the LGBTQ lifestyle. That doesn't make him a Christian. Hitler condemned the LGBTQ homosexual lifestyle, but behind the scenes, he was apparently surrounded by cross-dressers. Dr. Erwin Lutzer writes about one of them in his book, Hitler's Cross. Even the military channel ran a documentary, and I actually played parts of it right here on my broadcast a few months ago because I found it online. Where even the military channel who originally ran this is where I originally saw it, a documentary that talked about Hitler's bodyguards, Hitler's masculine bodyguards. Apparently he didn't like the feminine homos, but he had no problem with the masculine homosexuals. And this documentary documented that and reported that Hitler's bodyguards would pull out pictures of their boyfriends and show each other pictures of their boyfriends. This is Hitler's bodyguards, according to this documentary. So while Hitler's condemning homosexuality publicly, he's surrounded by cross-dressers and homosexuals. While Hitler is claiming that God is using him and protecting him, and he's divinely inspired and protected from assassination attempts by God, he's blaspheming God with his occultism and with his attack on real Christians. But don't forget, in Germany, we had the German Christians. We had the German Christians that dissolved their denominations and united under the Reich Bishop, handpicked by Adolf Hitler. Swore their kids into the service of the SS in their church. Baptized their children in front of Nazi flags. Took down the cross and put up the swastika. Brought out the Bible, took that out and put in Mein Kampf. And literally we have the black and white photos of some of their church denomination meetings mixing the flag mixing the swastika with the cross. So just because Putin comes out against the LGBTQ agenda doesn't make him any more a Christian than Hitler's public opposition to that made him a Christian. Common sense tells you if you want to keep having children and expand your former borders back to where they were and become Mother Russia again and mighty, you don't want to encourage that lifestyle, because guess what? Newsflash, homosexuals don't procreate. But we have ignorant Americans running around telling us Putin's a defender of Christianity. Let me tell you something. I believe, and history shows, I think, the Orthodox Church is full of KGB, and they're here in America. We'll be back. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations, plus is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there, which is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Remember, I've got Worldview Radio, airs every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. The Worldview Weekend Hour, it's our church service on Sunday night. I have the Worldview Report news broadcast. It's been picked up by six or seven different networks. And then, of course, I have Brandon House Live. That's 90 minutes each and every night. And very soon, we'll be adding Worldview News Sunday. It's a Sunday broadcast. We'll tape it on Friday afternoons and bring you an exclusive Sunday morning news magazine show. I also have already started the Worldview Financial Report. The Worldview Financial Report. Not to mention we have House to House that I host with my wife, Melissa. All kinds of programming for your enjoyment, free. And again, it's made possible in part because of your partnership with us. So please, don't forget your end-of-the-year contribution at WVWFoundation.com or calling 901-468-9357 or using our mailing address. Thank you so much. It's going to be a great 2023 partnering with you. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. You know, one of the comments last night was, you know, well, we can agree to disagree. Yeah, we can agree to disagree, but that doesn't make you right. And in other words, well, I guess everybody has to agree with Brandon. No, you don't. You can be wrong if you want to. This is not hard. This is not hard. Do you not understand the worldview of Putin? I'm going to do a whole show next week with Trevor Loudon on the worldview of Putin. Now, again, I'm not defending the Ukrainian government. And that that apparently is the problem with many Americans. They can't chew gum and walk at the same time. They can't understand two facts. That Putin is bad, that doesn't make Ukrainian government good. And there might be aspects of the Ukrainian government will say, well, I agree with them on that. Well, I don't agree with them on that. Well, I agree with them on that. I don't agree with them on that. You know, we can have aspects of the Ukrainian government where we say, yeah, they don't want Russia taking them over. Yeah, they don't want to become the slaves of Putin. And I don't have to agree with everything that government does to agree with them on a couple points. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be under Putin's thumb either. But I can defend a nation's sovereignty from the war of Russia without agreeing with everything that country does. But I can tell you this. Those of you thinking, well, I'm just going to agree to disagree with Brandon on this. Well, that's fine. Enjoy being wrong. Because you cannot defend Putin. I've tried to educate my audience over the years with siege, with sabotage, with how Putin is working and funding and training the Islamic terrorists through the Kremlin. Remember, I told you about Alexander, can't remember his last name, the guy that's bald in the hospital bed, who was part of Putin's team, brought in the second-ranking Al-Qaeda member into Russia to be trained. His job was to shepherd him in and out of Russia. Then he flips on Putin and starts writing books, remember? And he made the mistake of going and having tea with some Russians, and they put plutonium in his tea, and he died. I've interviewed KGB officers. Here's what I asked to the smarty pants that were on my website last night. How many former KGB officers have you interviewed? How many former KGB officers have you interviewed? How many years have you spent studying Putin? But yet, you live in Kansas or Nebraska or wherever it is you live in America in your safe environment, in your safe home, and yet whoever was on there last night, these people that were known by some of our associate producers watching them, because we know you weren't bots because you've been on the site for months commenting. Sitting in your house is all safe and warm, sitting here casting aspersions on a Christian man who's simply telling us what it's like to be Ukrainian right now and what it's like as they try to minister the gospel to Ukrainians and the suffering of fellow Christians. And some of these people had the unmitigated gall to call him names and defend Putin. Well, you keep defending Putin. And when Putin has his Islamists slit your throat, make sure your family members don't call into my show or complain to us by text or email about what happened to your family. My response will be, well, your family member defended Putin, who trained and funded those Islamists that slit your relative's throat or blew them up in their church. So I don't understand. They were all pro-Putin. And Putin was behind this. Because that's how it'll go down, folks. That's how it'll go down. Don't forget 9/11. There's strong evidence that Russia was involved in some of the workings with those Islamic terrorists. Don't forget, Galutsin, the former KGB officer, talked about gray terror. Oh, when you wake up one morning and you see a mushroom cloud over one of your major cities, they're going to tell you that it was the Islamist that did it, he said. But just know it'll be us. Meaning it'll be, when he says us, he was speaking as a former KGB officer, meaning it'll be the Russians, the former Soviet Union, at the time the Soviet Union. It'll be us, but we'll use them as the intermediaries. Yeah, they will have been the ones that carried it out. They're the ones that will get the blame, the Islamists, but it'll be the former Soviet Union and the KGB or the FSB. It'll be Spucksnek and these guys behind it. That's who will be behind it. But we'll use the Islamists to do it. And now we have, according to Todd Bensman, Russian Muslims, Chechen Muslims, I should actually be precise, Chechen Muslims being shoved over the border from a mosque in Tijuana, shoving Chechen Muslims over our border. I said to Rudy Giuliani the other night, well, why would they be doing that? He said, because they're planning for terrorist attacks. So these people on there last night defending Putin, don't cry to me. Don't cry to me when they carry out terrorist attacks and blow up your church, kill your family members. Don't cry to me. Because we're trying to tell you who the enemy is, what they're doing, what they're planning. And Americans are apparently so emotionally swayed and brainwashed by Russian propaganda to believe that Putin is a good guy. Oh, well, Putin didn't want Ukraine joining NATO and bringing missiles into NATO, and so he's right to do what he's doing. Well, I could understand him not wanting those missiles in Ukraine that close. I can understand that, but that doesn't justify what he's done. We also should understand that maybe what's going on in Ukraine is not the fault of Ukrainian people who are the victims. And certainly, can we not have compassion for the people or for our fellow Christians? I was just aghast at what I saw last night. People having the audacity to hurl insults at this Christian man sitting at my news desk, who today, as we're speaking, is flying back to Ukraine and is in the way of flying missiles. And he could be dead next week with his wife and two girls. God forbid, but he could. They have orphanages over there they work with. And have for years. Orphanages. The man that was sponsoring him here, who was sitting in the studio watching the interview, has gone there 60 times. 60 times over the years to work with that orphanage, to help that orphanage and bring the gospel to those children. He's watched some of these little children grow up, and he set off camera, and I was talking to him off camera while the show was running. And you can hear my interactions with him in the interview. And I said, John, some of these kids from this orphanage have grown up. They're on the front line now? Yes, they're on the front line now, some of them. And two of them that I know are dead. Well, we can't have any compassion, huh? For kids that were orphaned, first of all, who then grow up, get conscripted, thrown into the military, or join to fight Putin, and are dead. And fellow Christians standing in line for a hot meal because they don't have, right now, as ready access to certain things we do every day. And I just wonder how many Americans would agree with the feedback that was going on that website last night while that interview was running that I pre-recorded yesterday with this Christian man, this Baptist minister, as he is one of the teachers in his Baptist church. He's involved in this evangelism. I wonder how many Christian Americans would agree with this claptrap Russian pro-Putin propaganda that was on the page. If we have enough so-called Christians in America that will buy this, let me tell you something. It's over. It is over. We might as well all just quit. Because Putin and China are in military alliance. Trevor said that. I said that to Trevor this morning. Trevor said, I wonder how many Americans even know that. I wonder how many Americans even know that Putin and China are in military alliance together. Well, they should. It's in my documentary. Sabotage. I show all the video footage of the thousands of troops, thousands of tanks, all the missiles shooting off. In their war game practice, what is said to be the largest military exercise in world history, Vostok 18. And what were they practicing, as Dr. Peter Price said from this news desk? They were practicing a nuclear attack on America. Putin, Russia, China, practicing a nuclear strike on America. And then a few months later, they joined in a military exercise with Iran. But yet we have stupid Americans. Now I sound like Usama Dakdok, don't I? Now we have ignorant, foolish Americans defending a man who's rehearsing a nuclear strike on America and who's in alliance with China, who wants to use bioweapons to clean up America, kill 3/4 of us, and leave a fourth to be the slaves for the superior race, the communist Chinese. But stupid Americans defend Putin and attack a Christian man at my news desk who's simply talking about what they're facing as people, as man on the street, and as Christians. Now again, my frustration is not directed at this audience that's listening right now. I'm just simply sharing with you what happened last night. But we have a real problem in America when we don't have apparently the intellectual wherewithal to use reason and logic and context to understand who Putin is, who he's in alliance with, what they want to do. And we actually have Americans, be they Christian or non-Christians, defending Putin. And when you defend Putin, You are defending Xi Jinping. You are defending the mullahs of Iran. You are defending the butcher of North Korea. Because they are all in alliance together. You are defending China that is persecuting and killing our fellow Christians, harvesting the organs of individuals and a $1 billion-plus industry annually. I've interviewed people in the last few weeks about this, imprisoning pastors and beating them and killing them for simply being Christians. And yet Americans defend Putin, who's in a military and a worldview alliance with China. I mean, just Russia alone and what Putin stands for. Not talking about the Russian people, who many of them are victims, just like the Ukrainian people, or the Iranian people, who now are fighting for freedom. But even if you move Russia away from China, and only look at Russia, there's more than enough to understand how evil Putin is. And yet we have Americans defend him. They are winning. And in the hearts and minds of many Americans, they have won. They have won the propaganda war. They have won the information war. And there are Americans who spread the lies of the communist, Marxist, communitarian Putin on American websites, defending him, bullying and shaming anyone that disagrees with them. And I watched it last night. Putin has won in the hearts of many, many Americans. And it does not bode well for our survival. We'll be back with Dr. Andy Woods. And I urge you to watch my interview last night. I couldn't have been more clear in trying to put last night's interview into the context of this is not to defend the Ukrainian government and whatever corruption they may be involved in. I made it very clear this was about interviewing a Christian man from Ukraine to get an understanding of what the people of Ukraine, and particularly our fellow Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, are going through. But apparently, that's not good enough for some.
Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Order your CD and or DVD of A Brandon House Traditional Christmas.
You can order the CD for $19.99 or the DVD of Brandon House live in concert at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend for $24.99. Or order both the CD and DVD that is normally $45 for the special package price of just $29.99.
Thank you.
at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357.
All right, joining me now is Pastor Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, the music there is making you break up, so we'll wait till that stops. All right, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
I apologize for taking as much time, but I think this is very, very vital when our Americans and many so-called conservatives and Christians start throwing in with Putin in America. Then it may be the final days of our nation if this isn't corrected fast. What do you make of what you've heard me talk about for the last 30 minutes?
Well, you know, I believe Putin is the bad guy just because of the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38.
Exactly.
Russia is going to invade from the north, and it's kind of interesting that what's between Israel and Russia, it's the Ukraine. Or Ukraine. So Russia is moving in the trajectory that Bible prophecy predicts that she would move in the last days. So I've never really bought into the propaganda that somehow if one country invades another country sovereignly, then, you know, somehow the invading country is the good guy. I mean, I understand there's a lot of complexities going on there in Ukraine with Zelensky and so forth, but, you know, clearly Putin, if he's not the bad guy, he's clearly one of the bad guys.
So you agree with me that at least we ought to, in America, understand the suffering of our fellow Christians and not be defending Putin?
Well, to me, it doesn't make any sense to have a person in live interview or recorded interview that you had who's actually been on the ground. You know, it's like an eyewitness. And then to just say, well, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that you can't do that in a court of law. In a court of law, the most potent evidence you can introduce is eyewitness testimony. And, you know, obviously you can't supplant eyewitness testimony unless you have really good grounds for doing it. And that's apparently, I guess, what people were doing on your feed, you know, yesterday evening. They were just acting like the guy's eyewitness testimony to what's actually happening doesn't count. I mean, you could never do that in the legal system. So why would we accept it here?
Well, indeed. Indeed. Well, like I said, I called Trevor this morning and he said, I know what you're talking about. I'm on the receiving end of this too. He said, every time I talk about Putin, try to explain who he is and what he's doing, I get so much hate mail from Americans. You know, this is an information war, and sadly, Russia is winning the information war in the hearts of many Americans and sadly many Christians. But maybe what we should do is go back to Bible prophecy like you and I do every week, which helps people understand the context. See, that's one reason why you and I stand where we do, because we understand Bible prophecy and what's coming and what's being set up and what this coalition is going to do to both Christians or tribulation saints and Jews, correct? That's one reason why you and I have the worldview, and many of this audience have the worldview and the convictions and the passion we do, because we understand you're going to see the rise of another Reich. I mean, think of all the people that were in Germany defending Hitler, that God's using Hitler, Hitler's chosen by God. You know that was going on, right? You know that was going on. How is defending Putin, who's going to end up leading a new Reich and come against the Jewish people? Hitler, Putin in one respect will be another Hitler, or either who runs, who if it's not Putin, whoever runs this coalition will basically be another Hitler, true or false?
Well, I mean, that's true, but let's look at some names bigger and more important than ourselves. Look at Ronald Reagan. You know, Ronald Reagan was always suspicious of Russia. He always viewed Russia as the evil empire, and we know why, because he was a student of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and you've documented it on your show, and we've documented that.
Well, our mutual friend David Hawking told me that Ronald Reagan used to order some of his tapes and listen to him while he was president.
So U.S. foreign policy during that era, you know, largely came through Reagan's understanding of Ezekiel chapter 38. I think if more people thought in a correct way about Ezekiel 38, you know, they wouldn't be sucked into this sort of pro-Russia, pro-Putin, you know, Putin's a good guy, you know, propaganda that we're being hammered with day in and day out.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a temple update. Let's go to a temple update. You've sent over PowerPoints. You've sent over some news clips we should look at, and I want to get to those. Here is one article right here. Israel Today, you'll have a problem with the Temple Mount, Israeli president warns new government. Want to comment?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime the temple is in the news, the rebuilt third temple, that's a big deal prophetically, because the Antichrist can't desecrate the temple halfway through the tribulation, which Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 says he'll do, unless a temple is in existence. So any type of rumblings about rebuilding temple number 3, you know, is prophetically significant. It shows us the time period that we're living in. And here's a meeting. This interestingly took place allegedly off microphone and off camera. And they didn't know the microphones and cameras were actually running and captured this conversation. But it's the current prime minister of Israel saying to the concerning the new right-wing coalition that's been voted in, hey, keep your eye on some of those guys. Some of those guys actually want to rebuild temple number 3. And then you go to the very end of that article, and it talks about a recent survey where the majority of Israeli voters on this issue want to see Israeli sovereignty and full freedom of religion at the Temple Mount. And I'm saying to myself, hello, the stage is being set in different ways for temple number 3, and for reasons we've explained earlier, that's highly significant prophetically.
Yeah. So let's now go from the temple, and now let's talk about Israel. Here's a headline, Israel 365, Labor Party leader, Judea and Samaria will not belong to Israel.
So that's another comment caught by, let's see, this was the Israeli transportation minister.
Mm-hmm.
In the course of a conversation that got caught on camera, and she says it's a shame to invest in a place that at the end of the day won't be part of Israel. And I think that's very significant prophetically, because Israel won't have an incentive to reach out to a deal from the Antichrist, which according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, starts the tribulation. She won't have any incentive to reach out unless she's in an indefensible position. And the international community is constantly pressuring Israel to give up Judea and Samaria, flippantly called the West Bank, which will place Israel in a militarily, you know, indefensible position where she'll be forced to reach out to the deal from the Antichrist. So here's someone within the government of Israel saying, you know, Judea and Samaria, now granted she's part of the Labor Party, which is the more liberal party, but she says Judea and Samaria don't belong to us anyway. And so it's almost like they're buying their time as to when Judea and Samaria are going to be relinquished to the international community. Well, then you'll have an indefensible Israel who will need a covenant with the Antichrist. And that's why I think these kinds of comments that are being said here are largely preparatory for the 70th week of Daniel.
Mm. Let's look at the screen for those watching by television. Here you have the Sinai Peninsula. There we see Mount Sinai. And, of course, as we know, the COP 27 has been going on, and we've been reading this week the climate repentance, the 10 climate repentance. So we've gone from Israel to the temple to globalism. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, and, you know, these 10 commandments, and think about the arrogance of that. They originally wanted to go to Mount Sinai to give the world a new set of 10 commandments, you know, not coming from God this time, but coming from something that they're worshiping in the place of God, which is the earth. And you'll notice commandment number 2, creation manifests divinity, which is nothing short of pantheism. And that's what Paul condemns at the end of Romans 1. verses 18 through 23, where they would worship the, you know, the created thing in the place of the Creator. That's the final step or stage of Gentile rebellion. And that's what this group of globalists is doing. They're putting into place really the religious infrastructure, pantheism, the worship of Gaia. You know, even commandment number three here, everything in life is interconnected. That's all pantheism, Gaia, and it's actually the very fabric, you know, that will comprise the one world religious system that I think will bring in, you know, the new world order.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to our next article that we have here with Dr. Woods where we open up the phone lines. Let's go to this one here. World Economic Forum leaders want to have the world's population by 2050. They want to half the world's population by 2050. They want to cut it in half. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, here's the key quote. It says, it's one of them says, it's time human beings function consciously, that just coming to 0% growth is not enough. We have to go into minus. So they're not talking about slowing or stopping the population of the world. They're talking about cutting the population of the world by 2050 to how much? From 9.6 billion, they want to get that number down to around 3.5 to 4 billion. So they're talking about cutting the world's population by more than half. So I would just ask a simple question, Brandon. Where did the other half go if they went into minus territory? Well, obviously they were eradicated. And maybe some of the things that we have seen since 2020 and, you know, how enthusiastic the left is towards the pro-abortion agenda, the infanticide agenda, maybe that's how they're planning on reducing the population by more than a half by the year 2050.
Well, and you know, we also have studies showing how the fertility rate has dropped like a rock since the COVID-19. It was already down, but since COVID-19 shot, fertility rates have just dropped like a stone. And that's what many of the doctors I was interviewing in early 2020 were saying, is that any these vaccines, and if they put this thing out there with the mRNA in it, these gene therapy vaccines are going to cause people to become infertile. And sure enough, here we go.
Yeah, and see, all these things are happening this week, all of these discussions, conversations, Ten Commandments, what was it, COP 26 or 27?
COP 27.
And let's cut the world's population in half. And one of the things that's interesting is you go to this article here by the Cointelegraph, it's talking about how several banks have gotten together. You may have covered this in other shows.
We covered it this week. I mean, this is moving us quickly toward, well, they're going to be able to control every aspect of our life. Here we go. Show this, guys.
Yeah, so this is the central bank digital currency, and it comes off of an executive order that Biden signed, I think back in March, and it relates to these major banks. Some of the banks include Citi, Wells Fargo.
Hold right there. That music is making you cut out. Hold right there. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. You also, folks, might find interesting at WVWTV.com, where I interviewed last night Marco Antonio Costa. Did I got that right, Logan? He is a major conservative broadcaster in Brazil. I interviewed him live last night from Brazil. 3 million people turned out for one protest. There's a lot happening. Some say they may be headed for civil war. I don't know, but you should watch it at WVWTV.com. One thing about the globalists, they like to tell us what it is they're going to do. As far back as the early 70s, the Kissinger Report predicted fertilizer crisis, food supply crisis. Well, how do they know that? Well, in part, I believe it's because it is manufactured. It's also come out that Henry Kissinger mentored Klaus Schwab of the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab himself Well, he openly states on the World Economic Forum website he was mentored also by Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong said, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Now you understand the Great Reset is about just that. Manufacturing one crisis after another and collapsing the American economy so people will be willing, through pain and suffering, to accept socialism. International socialism, known as globalism. We have the threat of an EMP or electromagnetic pulse attack, cyber attack, bank hacking. The border is wide open with millions pouring over the border. They're openly talking about pushing a health certificate that will control your movements. Even recently, in the last few days, at the G20, also known as the B20, the business 20 that met during the G20, they were boasting of a health certificate that would control your movements. They're pushing for a digital currency combined with social credit scores. You saw what they did under COVID. Don't you think they're going to get us under their thumb, or at least try to, and control the flow of food and so much more and finances? Well, my friends, if there were ever a time to have an emergency food supply on hand, that's now. Please consider going right now to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, and check out our freeze-dried food. It's excellent stuff. It really is. And it has a 25-year shelf life. You can get a 2-week kit. You can get a 72-hour test kit and try it out. A 3-month kit, 6-month, 1 year. If you do 2 years or more, be sure to order over the phone, and we'll cut you a special deal on the cost of shipping. So again, you can order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or you can call and talk to someone right on the phone and they'll take your order, 901-468-9357. That's someone right here in our office, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Don't delay. Make sure you have emergency food supplies on hand, just like you have car insurance and health insurance and life insurance, and fire insurance. Don't you think you should have some food insurance? WVWTVstore.com. I know you can purchase it in other places. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it's a big part of our general operating budget. And please know, I'm not suggesting you do anything that I haven't done. I put away freeze-dried food for my family starting in 2013. We became distributors of freeze-dried food in 2016. We kind of saw what was coming, didn't we? Are you ready for what's coming? WVWTVstore.com.
Just FYI, I just got feedback on one of our websites wanting us to... Well, maybe Brandon should get a history lesson on Ukraine by... And he names the guy. Maybe you should get a history lesson from a guy who, in my opinion, from watching him over the years, has put out more "the sky is falling" false propaganda than just about anybody on the right. I mean, I don't even know if the, sometimes when I've seen his website, if it's a joke or if it's a parody, if it's some kind of Babylon Bee thing. Wow. Well, no wonder so many so-called conservatives are absolutely ignorant. They're listening to people and reading websites that have no fact, for most part, from what I can see, in my opinion. Not to mention, I've seen the guy they're talking about and the stories he's put out and the things he's predicted. And you're like, That's just not true. That's 100% not true. We deal with facts here, folks. In my 14 books, and where's this guy's 14 books, by the way? Where's this guy's documentaries? Where's this guy's interviews with former KGB? But oh, I should go get a homework from this guy. I mean, it's amazing. No wonder we're losing. You know, when I write these books and I put in all of these footnotes and footnotes and footnotes and footnotes, and yet some of these people make the wildest, most crazy predictions as to what's going to happen in the next 30 days, and it never happens. This individual particularly that I'm talking about. And I'm thinking, if this is where you're getting your information from, then no wonder you're confused. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and questions on anything we've discussed today. My guest is Dr. Andy Woods. His website is andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. Quickly, Dr. Woods, this this digital dollar they're practicing with the Fed shows they're moving very quickly on this, correct, before we go to the calls?
Yes, and the thing to understand, once they have this in place, they've got you, because all your financial transactions are digitized, and if you're not behaving financially in a politically correct manner with your donations or things you purchase or support, your money is shut off. And so Biden issued the executive order to move us in this direction, and now you've got these major banks doing a 12-week pilot program, you know, to work the bugs out. And so you've got an executive order and you've got a pilot program, and, you know, you wonder how much time we have left until we're entrapped, you know, or ensnared into this, you know, electronic digitized system that they're wanting to foist on the human race.
Let's go to line two. Schmitty in Milwaukee, line two. Schmitty, thanks for calling in today, Schmitty.
Brandon, God bless you and Andy both. I'm a huge fan of your ministry. Been listening since the mid-90s. And I grow disheartened like you. And I'm reminded that the natural man cannot receive spiritual issues. Matthew 7, 21 through 23 tells us, warns us, that many claim Jesus Christ and works done in his name, but they don't know him. And so where I used to pray the Maranatha prayer reluctantly, now I pray every day, Lord Jesus, please come quickly for your own people. Not just here, but the people in Iran, the people in Russia, the people in China that are under the dominant hand of these tyrannical regimes, yearning for freedom. Lord, come and set us free.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I've been telling this audience, you know, Schmitty, on a more regular basis, pray that same thing. I mean, do you sometimes in your prayers literally find yourself begging God, come get us, please, come get us?
Yeah, more lately than ever before, Brandon. You know, we're commanded to occupy, and I will. And I'll tell you two things that I tell people around me to pray. Pray God continue to reveal all that's been done in the darkness, and pray God to confound the wicked schemes of evil people in high places of authority.
Amen. Schmitty from Milwaukee, thank you, sir. Tanya from Idaho, and by the way, our heart goes out to these kids that were just slaughtered in Idaho. That's just horrible. Everyone's following that, poor parents, praying for their families. Go ahead, Tanya. Thanks for calling in, Tanya.
Hi, Brandon, and hi, Pastor Woods.
I
can just relate to your frustration, Brandon. My mom was, her whole family was caught between Stalin and Hitler in World War II. They went through Auschwitz and Dachau, ended up in a labor camp. And people, I feel like the comments actually is fulfilling prophecy, the characteristics in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I try to share this with people and say, hey, this is coming. If we don't wake up and take action and educate ourselves, and they seem to be like Romans 1, willfully ignorant. They don't really want to know the truth.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Tanya. Let's go to Dale in Wisconsin, line 4. Dale, thank you for calling in, Dale.
Good afternoon. Thanks for your show. You and Dr. Woods do a great job.
Thank you.
I've got a comment here on this religious G20 thing and how it might be related to the Ezekiel prophecy. Everything's going around religion. I looked on the website after listening to the show the other day, and there's the small group of Jews went up there.
Yes.
They got their kippahs on, and they're smashing the green commandments. And I went, how do you get two-thirds of Israel being destroyed, or at least Jerusalem, during this invasion? Well, the secular Jews, God's going to pronounce judgment on them. It's so sad.
It is sad.
And, my comment on this Gog in the last days, he says in the word that he will devise an evil plan. You may have a strike on America. You have all this religious Chechens coming in and diversions. And then the natural gas in Israel, the shortages. They may make a deal with Europe, and Russia's not going to like it. But there's one word in there where it says, I will leave but a sixth part of thee. Some people think that that's a prophecy that enhances Armageddon. I think not. I think the Lord put that in there. Why would God say, I'll leave but a sixth part of thee during judgment at Armageddon? Anyone who is against Israel or the Lord is not left.
Thank you for the call. Let me have you respond real quick. The music's going, Dr. Wood, so speak up.
Well, I think it's talking about a third that's left, and you'll see that in Zechariah 13, verses 8 and 9.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Woods. You know, it is sad, by the way, Dale, that you do see some of these Jewish folks participating at COP27 and these Ten Commandments. We see them, even in Israel, seeming to want to give away some of their own land. We see them pushing the COVID shots, the COVID certificates. Of course, they're building a third temple and want to build it that will be for the Antichrist to desecrate. So again, it all shows they're in unbelief, but God has a plan. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
There are actually people now using the H word, hyperinflation. Hello, I'm Brannon House. We have moved from inflation to superinflation, and I think the next stop is hyperinflation. Just recently, banking giants and the New York Fed, well, they carried out a 12-week digital dollar pilot program. Folks, all over the globe, the central banks are not only buying up massive amounts, historic amounts of gold, they're testing digital dollars. What do you think they're preparing for, folks? I think they're preparing for a digital dollar and eventually to crash the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Already now, we see Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa talking about doing just that with their banking system. In fact, Saudi Arabia is talking with Russia and China about trading oil with the yuan or the ruble. The BRICS banking system is talking about adding Argentina and Saudi Arabia to their system. The days of the world reserve currency or the petrodollar being the American dollar, I believe, are numbered. And that's exactly what the globalists want, to crash the American dollar, I believe, in order to roll into the global new system. And that'll be a digital system where we are all under their control. Well, would you like to be outside of their system to have real money parked and with privacy as allowed by law? Then I urge you to check out the offerings of Swiss America. Swiss America offers precious metals, gold and silver. They also can tell you about how to put gold and silver in your IRA. Taking your IRA out of what are more traditionally risky things now, like the stock market and other things, and putting it in something like gold and silver. That's a gold IRA. You should find out about that. Then there's also the issue of understanding the difference between bullion, traditional gold and silver, freshly minted, or what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. Numismatic allows you to have privacy under the law. Again, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. My opinion is, you should call Swiss America or text them and get the free packet of information with no obligation. I've been working with them, as I said, for 16 years. Wes Peters, a former Marine, he's been helping many, many, many of our listeners for years. You can text him right now. You don't even have to call him. You can text him your name and address. He'll send you the free packet of information. Just simply say, Wes, I want that free packet of information with no obligation that Brannon mentioned. Here's my name. Here's my address. He'll send it to you. Then after you've done your homework, then you can start talking to him and getting your questions answered. So start by just texting him or calling to get that free packet of information. His number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Thank you.